Tonight we're in 1 Samuel chapter 18 and 19, Lord willing. If you want to open your Bibles there, you can follow along. The title of our message tonight, What a Friend He Had in Jonathan. Michael W. Smith sang, "A friend's a friend forever if the Lord's the Lord of them." We're actually closer than friends, though, as Christians, because we're brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Of course, you're not always really good friends with your brothers and sisters. Friendship would be a bonus. Jonathan and David had a remarkable friendship, and it is highlighted for us in these chapters. We'll talk a little bit about what I think that means tonight. And so in chapter 18, verse 1, "Now when he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Saul took him that day and would not let him go home to his father's house anymore. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan took off the robe that was on him and gave it to David with his armor, even to his sword and his bow and his belt. So David went out wherever Saul sent him and behaved wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants." So David here begins a new chapter in his life. You will occasionally begin new chapters in your life, and usually they're exciting times. The success of your continuing story will depend on what you've learned in the last chapter. A lot of times we have to finish the lesson, finish the chapter we're in with some understanding in order to really enjoy the next chapter of our life. I think sometimes in my own life I'm so anxious to get to the next chapter, I'm kind of reading ahead, if I can use that analogy, and I miss some of the things that the Lord wants to do. But David, nevertheless, was beginning a new chapter in his life. Now, as for Jonathan and David, they are often studied as a model for friendship. But from my perspective, and I could be wrong, and you might correct me, but I think very few friendships can live up to these standards. If you think you're going to have, that all of your friends are going to be like the friendship that Jonathan and David had, you're going to be very disappointed as you go through life. And I really am not sure that this is a model that we should look at for our human friendships. You're fortunate if you find one friend like Jonathan in your entire lifetime, a person who would be this dedicated, this committed to you through thick and thin. And so thinking about that, just trying to be realistic about that, I think Jonathan is more a type of the friend we all have in Jesus, and that's why this story is in the scripture. Not that I would be disappointed that I don't have more friends like Jonathan, but I would be excited that I have a friend like Jonathan in Jesus. And here's why I believe that. First of all, in the Gospel of John, in chapter 15, Jesus told his disciples that night before his crucifixion that they were henceforth his friends. He said, "I'm going to call you my friends." Then by his death and resurrection, Jesus gives us, figuratively speaking, his robe of righteousness. Jonathan gave David his robe. Jesus gives us new clothing when we become Christians. He robes us with his righteousness so that we can stand before God. Jonathan gave David his armor. We have the armor of God. We love to read about that in Ephesians chapter 6. Like Jonathan with David, Jesus' soul is knit to ours, and he loves us as he loves his own soul. Jesus' love for us is sealed by a covenant. It's called the New Covenant, and it's based upon his blood. You notice the emphasis.